Hello friends, see you again in this series. Today I'm gonna explain how to use Bot Framework to create a bot chat application. So let me introduce myself. I'm Fadil, I'm from Graphicode, and I'm also a contributor in makers.id. And .NET Gadgeteer Indonesia founder, and also we have a maker community in Indonesia, Itenzok Makers Club. Okay, let's get started. What is Bot Framework anyway? Bot Framework is a set of API, SDK tools, emulator, and other things that will help you to build a complete bot application. And you can connect to the chat services like Skype, Slack, Office 365, Facebook, Telegram, and other messaging services like SMS, Twilio. So, bot is not a new thing. We already know since the first messenger, like, you know, Yahoo Messenger or Google Chat or MERC. And since that year, people want to automate human tasks by building a bot. But today, we are facing a new challenge to create new bot. How to make a great bot? With Bot Framework, we also able to integrate with other services from Azure, especially cognitive services like Louis Language Understanding Intelligence Service, Speech API, Bing API, Face Emotion, Computer Vision, and many more. So, you can have a smarter bot and more humans bot. There's three components that construct the bot framework. The first component is a bot connector. This component will bridge between your bot and the channel services, the chat services. So it can route your message to the user and vice versa, and it will help to translate to one language to 30 languages and more, and it can save user data, the state like a session data, and it also provide embedded web chat control, so you can put client component to your website or your blog. Also, provide debugging tools to find a problem or a bug in your bot. Second component is Bot Builder SDK. This is the API. This is the class library that you can get from Anydit if you use a C#, or npm if you use Node.js. This SDK contains main features, like if you want to create a guided dialogues or free flow dialogues, and also you can get a chat emulator to test your bot in your local computer, PC or laptop, and you provide some library that already integrated with a cognitive service like Lewis. And then the last component is Bot Directory. After you build your bot and publish to the Azure and register your bot to the bot connector, so the most important thing is your user can reach your bot or add your bot to their messenger service. So you must put in the bot directory in order to make user easier to find your bot in that gallery. This is a common topology for bot framework application. You just focus on this part, the logic of your bot. Your logic will use Bot Builder SDK to create a conversation with the user. And also you can integrate with other services in Azure like Lewis. And the web services, this is the bot connector. It will be the intermediate party that will connect you to your user. Okay, this is a bot connector. I already explained a little bit in before. It will help your bot to store a state or data by user, by conversation, or by user and conversation. It also provide out-of-box translation features, so automatically language can be translated to the target user language. It also have a telemetry function to store the statistic of your bot process. Maybe you want to get an insight or looking for a problem in your bot, you can see from the telemetry data. This connector automatically can be a hub to the other chat services. So, what is the benefit of bot connector? Of course, you just write one bot in order to connect to many chat services without writing specific function to the specific channel. It's like a Xamarin concept. You write once and deploy to multiple platform. In this case is chat channels. So between your bot and bot connector, they will communicate by passing some JSON message. This is the sample like this. So it's really easy to know what is gonna pass to the from your bot to your bot connector, vice versa. It will help you to debug easily. And this is a common workflow in bot development. First, you can use bot template. You can download from bot framework website, and you create new project from the template. After that, you write your bot logic with bot builder SDK. To help you create a conversation and dialogues or prompt easily. After that, you can integrate with other services like Luis or your own web services or other library maybe. After that, you can test in your local computer web emulator. Then you can publish to Azure directly from Visual Studio. After that, you can register your bot to the bot connector in order to connect to the chat services like Facebook, Twilio, and others. And last thing, finally, you can publish your bot to bot directory, and you can tell your customer to add your bot from bot directory. There is two supported language today that will be supported in building bot using bot builder SDK. The first language is C Sharp. Of course, it's almost the complete version of the library. Second one, Node.js. This SDK contains dialogues that are usable for your project. In the conversation, is scalable because everything that you publish to the web service, of course you can scale it out, and you can save the session data by user and session in the bot connector. So in some case, after you chat, but you are not complete your chat yet, you can leave your chat app, when you get back, you still can get your data back, because the state can be saved to the board connector. There's a couple type of dialogues, few types of dialogues. First is built-in prompts. It's like a message box in desktop application. It can be yes, no, yes, no to confirm some information or string or number or multiple choice. It also provide a library that natively integrated with Lua's service in Azure. So you don't need to call the Lua's REST API manually by using maybe HTTP client class. You can have a form slot filling dialog. That means you can guide your user to fill a couple of information that will be stored in one class in C#, I mean. And there is a profile too. There's a few bot that you can try. This demo bot is from build 2016 last year. You can try this bot by open the bot directory. You can Google it. So this is the links that you need to start your bot project. You can get some samples here and get the emulator. And if you want to use AI in your bot, you can read from bot intelligence link here. Download the SDK according to the language you use. And the last thing, how to publish your bot to Azure. Demo time. Okay. I've made a few bots with Bot Builder SDK. Explain one by one. But before we start our demo, first you can open this link, and download the template for your Visual Studio. This is the template application. You can use Visual Studio 2015 or 2017. After you download, you can extract the compressed file and copy the file to project template directory. Project template directory. Okay. Project templates. You can copy to this folder. Okay. And put it in maybe Visual C#. Then you paste the bot application template here. So your Visual Studio can recognize the template. Okay, by default, if you create project from the template, it's already adding a reference to the Bot Builder SDK. Maybe it has a lower version. You should update from the NuGet to get the latest version of Bot Builder library. For the Node.js version, you can use npm to install the Bot Builder SDK. And the most important thing, to test your bot locally, you can download Bot Emulator from this link. Okay, let's get start to make your first bot. After you create an empty solution, you can choose a new project menu. After that, looking for Visual C Sharp and bot application template. You can type your bot name. Oh, already exists, so I put one here. Okay, yes. Basically, the bot application template is a web API application. If you are a web developer, have an experience using ASP.NET MVC, or have an experience creating a web service using Web API. Yeah, that's exactly the same project structure. So while waiting, this is quite longer. Okay, so I think my laptop is overheating. So it's slowly processing. Okay. Okay, as you see, there is an app start where the app web API config is side, and there is a controller folder. It contains a controller, like a web API controller. It's exactly the same, but the differences is on the namespace. It has a Microsoft Bot Connector library. As you see, every message that will be sent from user to the bot connector will be received by your bot service to this method. It's actually a post method, and you can get the parameter activity here, which is contains interaction between your bot and your user. In the activity object, there is a property type. Then you can switch the type to understand what kind of interaction that happen between your bot and your user. There's a couple activity types here. There is the message. That means user sending a message or sending a text message with attachment. Otherwise, we can handle with other method. As you can see here, we have a delete user data type. It means that user are requesting to delete his data in our application. And there is a conversation update. If there's a members being added in our conversation, it's likely what will happen in a group chat. There is an activity that members being added or removed. And there is a contact relation update. If your bot being added in user contact list or removed from the contact list. Typing is an indicator that user are typing in the other side. And the ping, this is for testing the security of your bot. If it's already succeed, that means your bot is already secure and connected. So by default, when you create a first bot application with the template, we have a simple function to measure how much character that you send. User sending a message to the bot, but we will count how much character in this message, and it will reply the user message by counting the character. As you see, before we reply the user message, we need to initiate the connector client, which is the object that we are connect to the bot service. And the activity object itself has a property service URL. This is your web service URL. After that, if you want to get a text message from user, you can get from property text here and get the length of the string. And to create a reply message, first you should create activity object from object activity dot create reply. It means this reply is related to the conversation here. After that, you can call the connector object conversation and calling the method reply to activity async and pass the reply object. Okay, let's start our first bot by pressing F5 or play button, debug button here. Okay, as you see, your bot is already running in IIS Express locally. All you need is to copy the port of your bot service Then you can start the emulator. Okay, in the word URL field, you can replace its port to the correct port. Now, let's try to send some message. Hello world. Okay, it replied by sending a message. You sent hello world, which was 14 characters. So how, if you want to debug your bot, just put a breakpoint on the line of code that you want to debug. Okay, let's send another message. This is another message. As you see, the debugger catch the event, and you can see the service URL are pointing to our localhost 9000, which is our board emulator, and the activity.txt contains my message. Okay, if we continue, so we count the point of the character and reply to the sender. Okay, is it right? Yes, of course, it's really easy. Okay, that's our first bot. So let's see the other example. Another example. I have created a basic bot. Basically, this bot will calling to party by services, which generate random jokes. And the other service is providing Quran data. You can get chapter information from these services. So in the controller, I switch the message. If it contains a string of joke, then I will call my service joke helper here to get some joke. Else, otherwise, we can send a string of surah, and I will replace it with an empty string, and I will get the number after the string of surah. After that, I will calling my Quran services to get a specific chapter from the index here. Okay, let's run our basic code application. Now we have another port next update. And since some string joke. Okay, just continue debugging. Wait for a moment. As you see, our bot are calling the REST API from a third party services, generating a random joke. If I send the same message, it will get another joke. It's not the same joke. Okay. And otherwise, if I send a string of Sura and I put some index 1 and I will send to the bot, and it will reply by giving an information about the chapter. Okay, this is an example how to use another web services in our web application. Second samples, I use Lewis Language Understanding Intelligence Service from Microsoft Azure to understand user message. First, you can open Lewis website from list.ai. Make sure you already have a Microsoft account so you can subscribe to the trial version of Lewis. Then you can create your Lewis application in my apps menu. So I already have already create my application Citadel here, and click. So Lewis will understand your message by training your application with sample data, and it will be interpreted by Lewis as an intent. It's like maybe like a fraud or objective of your message. And the entities, the object of the statement. For an example, I have a fine food intent here. I click. I already train it with a couple statement here. There is a few words. And the words that inside the branch, this is entities. So if someone send some string like this, find some Korean food, and then press return, it will be recognized as find food intent. And just save it before we leave the page. Let's take a few. Take the other intent, like a fine image. Okay, if a user send message, show me picture of blah blah blah, it will be recognized as find.imageIntent. And it has an entities of picture object. For example, like show me picture of bridge. Okay, bridge will be recognized as entities. See. And this is entities that we use in our Lewis application. There is a food category if we use find the food intent. We have if we get a find image intent, so we have picture object entities. And for the control light intent, we have two entities. There is a state entities and the room entities. Please turn state contains on or off. The light on room, this is the location of the room. Maybe a kitchen or dining room or house. So after we add some training sample here for each intent, and we choose which one is the entity, so after that you can train your application by clicking on train application button. Okay, successfully. The more you train your application, the more accurate your application will be. Let's try. Find some in the food. Okay. It's able to recognize this message as find food intent, and it has entities here, food category, Indonesian as a food category. After you train your Lewis application, you can publish your application as a REST API or REST service. You can create new key or using bootstrap key. This is the trial key. It's only valid for 30 days and 1,000 hits a day. So after that, you cannot use it anymore. And there is an endpoint slot which slot you want to use. You want to publish your API. And this is the endpoint URL. Actually, you can call this API by using HTTP client class, but Bot Builder SDK has built-in library integrated with this API. So you just click on the publish button and publish successfully. Let's try. When you click the endpoint, there is a query string parameter here. You can type your message like find Japanese food. It will reply your it will return some JSON message. It will recognize the intent of the message, find the food, and it will rank the intent from the most close to the intent to the other's intent that has a similarities. As you see, it has a really good great score, 0.9, it's almost 100% accurate. So you can categorize the message as a fine food intent, and you can get the entity too, which the type of entity is food category and the value is Japanese. If I change the Japanese here to Indonesian, so the entity will be changed according to the message. Okay, now you can see the format of the URL of your REST API. After the apps, you can get the application ID here, and you can save for yourself, and you should save this one too, the subscription key. Because we will use it in our code. Okay, back to the Visual Studio. I already created a class that reference to both building list and list model. So I can put an attribute in my class, list model. After that, I put my application ID in the first parameter, and the second parameter I will put Microsoft app password. This class should inherit from Lewis dialog class, so we can use this class to use Lewis features. Every intent that will be recognized by Lewis will be treated as a method in our class. For example, I have a method findFood here. It's free, you can name by anything. As long as you put an attribute Lewis intent above your method, with the intent, with specific intent. For example, we have a method findFood will be related to the findFood intent. So if we get message from the user and Lewis recognize the message as a fine food intent, it will call this method, and we can get the entity, we can extract the entity from the message by calling try find entity method from the result parameter to get the value of our entities. So for example, if I send message find some food, so find some Indonesian food, they will extract food category as Indonesian here, and I will send a prompt dialog. It's like a message box to ask the user, to confirm the user if they are really looking for a specific food, which is Indonesian food. If he say yes, then we can save the state of cell food data to put connectors by calling the user data that set value. It's similar like a session or like a cookies in a web application. So in another session, we can get the value from the state by calling getValue, which has a key of sellFood. Okay, after user confirm the dialog, yes, confirmation will be true. After that, we can get the value of key sellFood here, which is Indonesian here. Then I have a helper library to call a Bing Image API, which has a specific functionality to search a specific keyword. This is the sellFood, concatenate to the stringFood. If we have sellFood Indonesian, then it will search Indonesian food. So it will return an array of image of Indonesian food. I will not explain the how image helper working. You can download the source code and you can learn by yourself. Okay, this is a method, the same method that we use to reply message to the user, but there's a differentiation in this line. We put some attachment, a list of attachment, which has a specific form. This is a card image. Card image is like a card with image and description below. So I will iterate from the search result and add its image to the object of card image, which is a thumbnail URL here. And in the card image, I can put a button which has a specific action to open some URL like this, food here. It will open the browser and send a query string Indonesian food in the suffix. After that, we can add this button and we add the cards and the action to the class of hero cards. These hero cards can have multiple image and multiple action according to the how much result that we can get from the Bing Helper API. And hero card, we can cast to the attachment object, then we can add to the reply conversation, which is an activity object, and send the reply to the user. Okay, let's try this bot application by running specifically on this application. Okay, now we have another port for our news application. So I will update to my emulator. And I will send some message, find some American food. Okay, continue the bugging. Return to our application. into our emulator. So what we can get here. Okay, confirmation, yes. Okay, nice, right? If I click on the button Charlie, then it will open the browser and sending some query here, American food. Let's send the other. Yes, okay. It's working. So, how if I send the other message? Show me picture of tiger. Okay. Show me picture of Obama. Okay. It can recognize a lot of intent in our application. If you connect your application with IoT devices, maybe sending a message to MQTT broker, maybe you can control your devices in your home or in your office by typing some message to the bot. That's really cool. Okay, let's take a look at the other example here. I have a coder bot. This is for fun only. Maybe you have heard about JavaScript library. JavaScript is library that enable you to compile or execute a C# code in the runtime. For example, this is a code teacher. It will check your code, and then this is a C# code, and compile it on the bot side and return the result to the user. Let's try to run it. Okay. .2979. Let's update our board using this or type some help. Help to get information how to use this board and click continue the login. My laptop is getting hotter and hotter. Okay, let's type code to start code mode. I type some namespace here and I'll make some variable E, then variable B, then variable C. I will print the variable C and it just works. So the limitation of the bots is your imagination. You can build anything, almost on anything with your own library in mod framework. Okay, let's Yeah, a real example of intelligence bot that using computer vision service and sentiment service. If you open the cognitive service web, with this service you can make your application or your bot smarter and more humans, because it has ability to recognize some object in an image, can detect the user emotion, can detect the face, whether your user is angry or smile or disgust or sad. You can recognize object in the video frame too. You can recognize the speaker, transform text to voice or voice to text, or you can understand the intent in the user message, or you can get sentiment from the message, negative or positive. You can translate the message to other language. Maybe you can get more information from Wiki, or you can make a Q&A board, choose question and answer board to replace your FAQ page, or you can give a recommendation on the user are wanting to buy something, or make your bot smarter by enabling them to search using a Bing API. Okay, if you already subscribe for a free service, you can get an API key. I already did it, I put it in the constant class here, and I have a helper. It's like REST API wrapper. If you are calling REST API from cognitive services and returning as the object. Okay, so what I'm gonna do with this cognitive service in my bot? First, if I send a message, plain text message without an attachment, it will calling a sentiment service, sending a message to know what sentiment is in the statement. It has a score below 50%, you recognize as negative message. If it's higher or same than 50%, and it's a positive message. Otherwise, if we send an attachment in our message, it will count how much attachment and iterate its attachment and try to recognize an image on our attachment. For example, let's try to start our intelligence bot. Okay, we have other bot here. Let's update in our emulator. and sending a positive message. Oh yeah, I love you. Okay. It's waiting for a moment. Unauthorized, I'm sorry, in the web config, we should delay this very first. It will be used when we already register our word in the word connector. I will explain it later. Okay, let's try once again. Okay, as you see, our bot can recognize the sentiment of user message and try to send a negative message. I hate you. You are ugly. Thank you. Negative message. Nice. So, how if I send some picture? Few people here, and then send. Cannot get the attachment, of course, because your bot cannot get the attachment. Your emulator is running on your iOS, so your service cannot get attachment URL. So we should publish our application to the cloud. In this case, I will publish this bot to the Azure App Service. Let's create new here. So I will do that. And interview.sandbar. Search, okay, great. It takes a couple of minutes, so take your seat and relax. Okay, that service already created, then now this will work to the Azure Web Service. Okay, probably succeed. Now I have my bot running on Azure. What is the next step? The next step is you can open the Root Framework website to register your bot in order to use a bot connector services. Make sure you have a Microsoft account to use the service and click register a bot to register your This is cool. For the endpoint, we make sure we put the HTTPS and the prefix and go to the message controller. Then you can create or generate your Microsoft App ID and Microsoft App Password by pushing the generate button. Okay, don't forget to save your App ID. You will need it. Then generate App Password. Don't forget to copy the password too. After that, finish and go back to about framework and clicking to agree your privacy statement, then register. Okay, what created? What? What? Okay. Oh, it's not a folder. I think there is a problem with this. Yeah, let's try once again. Let's try once again. Okay, register about my smart. Sandbar, this is great. Generate ID. And then generate password. Generate password. Okay. Then go back to the framework. Okay, register and register. I don't know. I think there is a problem with this application. So it's working. There is a problem with the laser. It's for you. Saya. I don't know why you press on the goal also. Okay, so next Microsoft App ID and Microsoft App Password to the web config of your bot. Okay, we have, you can paste here. Password to and you can save and publish the web config only. Okay, now you can try to test our bot. And then you okay. So I want to send an attachment to my board. Nice. Now your bot can recognize the people in the picture. So I will send the other picture. Oh wow. You can recognize there's a bunch of you in the picture. This is a bot connector, so we can connect our bot to the channels here. For example, I will add my bot to the Skype by clicking now. I will use my Skype okay. The bot was added to your contact. Let's open with Skype preview. Okay, this is our bot. Okay. Nice. Now with a few minutes you already have your bots online and you can add your bot to the messenger. You can try to use the other channels. With different way. But to use this bot application inside your mobile application, you can use the direct line API. So not only with the chat service or SMS or website, you also can make the chat client within your mobile apps by using the direct line. Okay, let's take a look the other example. If you want to build a guided dialogues like the online store order form, you can use form flow library. As you see, I have a Toko class here. Toko is in, similar like a store in English. I have a class of Toko order, which has a couple of public variables here: number order, name, address, phone, email, orders. This order is an variable that has a for type and value, argument, last being digit. We can use an variable for the option. And I have a jumlah or total quantity. Then I have a static method which return iPhone interface, which has a Toko order object inside. So to build our form dialogues, first we should make a form builder class which has Toko order class as the object template. Then we can arrange our field. This is a field or property inside the class, nama, jumlah. So this form will use this order to make sure user fill the value of the property one by one. At the beginning, the robot will send a message, "Welcome to Tokomicon." And as you see, in every public variable here, there is the attribute prompt. You can put the question here. This question will be sent to user in order to fill this property. We can also validate, create a validation to your specific variable. In this case, it's jumlah or total. We can validate if the value below the zero, we can send this message, or value let's see from the stock we can send this information. Otherwise we can continue the dialogue to the confirmation. Okay, after we send prompt confirmation to process this order, then we send thank you, and we can call the last or final method here, process order, and we can put some method to save the data in this method. Okay, in the controller, when we get the activity which has type of message, we can create dialog from our form from dialog by chaining the dialog and calling this function from dialog but from form, and return the object of iPhone token. Automatically, when we send some message to the bot, we will send the dialog from the top order class. Let's see it in action. Okay, we have this part. Then copy and put it in here. And say hi. Wait for a moment. Okay, it's asking my name. So see, the enemy will be rendered as the option here. Confirmation, type OK. Okay, your order will be processed and done. This is an example if we want to build guided dialogue within our bot. Okay, the last example is how if we want our bot to have a different kind of dialogue. So we have a branch to select which dialog that will be provided to the user. I have a
FAQ dialogue. This is a Q&A maker. If we open the Q&A